I'm feeling mighty lucky. I got a brand new man. I'm telling you, he loves me like nobody can. Well, I met him on the corner. It was pouring rain. Yes, I met him on the corner. It was pouring rain. He said, come on in here, baby, and tell me what's your name. I said, Dedos, Dedos is my name. I said, Dedos, Dedos is my name. I don't know how I got here, but I'm mighty glad I came.
Beatles Blues by Diane Scher.
And you're listening to your School of Jazz guest DJ, Emma Usui of Villarreal from Eckstein Middle School. This is our youngest School of Jazz guest DJ ever, 14-year-old eighth grader drummer out at Eckstein Middle School. It's wonderful to have you here, Emma. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How did you find yourself playing drums?
So in sixth grade, Eckstein Middle School gives us two electives to choose from. One is art, one is music. I didn't choose art because I didn't like any of the kids there. They were all kind of snobby. So I chose music instead. I'm like, oh, this will be easy. It's music. I like music. And I do dance at my mom's studio. And she said, oh, Emma, you have good rhythm. Maybe you should, like, try out music. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fun. So which instrument is, like, rhythm-oriented and really easy to play? Oh, the drums, because you just hit stuff.
It's right. No notes.
Really easy. Yeah. Until we got into eighth notes, 16th notes, and trying to play other instruments. And that's where I noticed, I'm like, oh, maybe it isn't actually that easy at all. And and then I found out that junior jazz practices after school. I decided to join, and I was really kind of scared because everyone was, like, already in their little groups. Everyone started playing, like, B-flat blues and, like, warm-ups. And then I was like, whoa, that is so cool. It just really hit me, like, wow, I really want to do this.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ, Emma Usui Villarreal, is here, a 14-year-old 8th grade drummer at Eckstein Middle School. And Emma, you've picked one of the great drummers of all time for this next tune.
This is Moaning by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on 88.5 KNKX. ¶¶
listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da-toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. As a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da. Do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, da.
That was Duke Ellington with Jam with Sam on 88.5 KNKX.
How about that? That is some forceful trumpet playing from Shorty Baker. Emma Usui Villarreal is here, our 14-year-old 8th grade drummer at a Eckstein Middle School. My name's Abe. You're listening to Evening Jazz, and we are having a ton of fun with some great tunes on the way from Dave Grusin, Dexter Gordon, Freddie Hubbard's first record. We're going to hear some more Ellington as we go through. Emma, I'd love to hear about the first time you played a drum solo.
The first time I got a song that had a solo in it, I panicked because I had no idea what to do. And we were going along, and he cuts everyone off, and everyone looks at me, and I'm frozen there. So what I did was I thought of something that sounded like a solo, and then I just practiced that over and over again so my limbs would, like, memorize it. And then that's what I used for that solo, and it somehow worked out.
Fantastic. That's a good trick for young people learning solos. Have something planned out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Now, you drummer with Eckstein Middle School. It's a middle school that travels around a lot to the Lionel Hampton Festival, to the Reno Festival. I wonder, do you get a chance to talk with the other bands and the kids from other schools about how you're playing and what you're working out?
It's kind of like if you're at school and, like, the lunch tables, they're all different groups and you don't really talk with the other lunch tables. Like, even if we go outside, like, all the schools go outside to eat lunch, we don't really talk about music, but which is sad. Maybe I should do that next time more.
Those days are coming for you, definitely. Emma Usui Villarreal is here, a 14-year-old 8th grade drummer out of Eckstein Middle School with another great big band chart up next. Why'd you pick this one from the Basie Band, Emma?
Mr. E played it last year with his senior jazz, and he was like, okay, we have a drummer that can play this. And then he looks at me, and I'm like, me? And he's like, yeah, you kind of look. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I guess we're playing this next year. The first time I heard the song, kind of like I had like a sugar rush, and like it made me feel all jiggly, and it was really like surprising. And I'm like, well, I wish I could play that, but it's so fast. This is the Count Basie Big Band with the Heats on 88.5 KNKX.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
And that was Dave Grusin with Memphis Stomp on 88.5 KNKX.
Yeah, great tune that Dave wrote for the movie The Firm. My name's Abe Beeson. You're listening to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest DJ, Emma Usui Villarreal. She's a 14-year-old 8th grade drummer at Eckstein Middle School. And Emma, during that last set, we were talking about a show you went and saw with drummer Matt Wilson and his Christmas Trio. And I always liked seeing a band that's led by a drummer. And I wonder if you could tell me about Matt's trio and about whether you think you could lead a band.
So when I went to see that show, the first thing I noticed was that it wasn't like the drummer supporting the instruments. It was more like the instruments were supporting the drummer. Like a drummer leading a band. I don't know. I did think about it, but then I'm like, wait, do I have to sing? And I'm not sure if I would do it, but like, I don't know. I don't really like being the leader. So that might be it.
We'll get back into evening jazz with another big band. And this is a different kind of rhythm that we heard earlier from the Count Basie band. Yeah. What do you think of this kind of rhythm?
Well, it's totally more of a rock feel. I think it's easier for people who aren't maybe like that used to jazz, but want to listen to more like big band stuff.
The gateway band for rock and roll fans to get into big band jazz.
This is Alan Balock Jazz Orchestra with 2 Seconds to Midnight on 88.5 KNKX. Listening to 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Spells All or Nothing at All by Freddie Hubbard on 88.5 KNKX.
And that's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Emma Usui Villarreal, a 14-year-old 8th grader, a drummer from Eckstein Middle School, our youngest School of Jazz guest DJ. And Emma, I guess you have been listening to a lot of jazz on the radio. In fact, that last tune is something you heard on KNKX?
Yeah, I didn't really know about 88.5 like before I started jazz, but mom was like, oh, there's like a jazz radio you can listen to for like new music, and I'm like, oh, there is? So I got out my iPod and I like searched for it, and I heard like a bunch of cool songs, and I'm like, this is a really cool radio show. I can like find so many like new ideas and like cool unknown artists around here. And then we were in the car and I'm like, hey mom, can we like turn on 88.5? And she's like, oh yeah, sure. And then she turned it on, and then this song came up, and we were like all kind of silent in the car. And I'm like, mom. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, this song is cool. And she's like, yeah, all right.
Gotta have that one. We're
gonna have it.
Emma Usui Villarreal is here. And Emma, this has been a really wonderful hour. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah.
One more song by the Duke Ellington Band, and this is a special song for you.
So this was like one of the first songs that like I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, this is jazz. I need to do this because it just hit me. I'm like, this is really cool. Like, it's such a wide world and like so many things to learn. And I want to learn a lot from it.
And the world of jazz is opening up for Emma Usui Villarreal. Thank you again so much for being here. This is a really great night.
Yeah, thank you. This is Paradiddo by Duke Ellington on 88.5 KNKX.